13 to 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. Joining us now on the line, we have Advocate Fidoz Boda from Cage Africa. We talk about this terror alert issued by the United States Embassy in South Africa, and then the reaction from the South African government saying there are no immediate threats to the lives of anyone here in South Africa, American or otherwise, and that we should remain calm, and they would continue to engage with the American counterparts as to the nature of this threat. Fidoz, Jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me.
What do you make of this so-called terror alert?
Well, you know, we are commanded in the Quran, in Surah Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a wicked person brings you any important news, examine it carefully. Now, if we go back to the history of, you know, America's fear-mongering in the international community, and I just want to give two examples. The first one is, When the war on Iraq started with the Bush administration, they told the world that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and they told the world that Saddam Hussein was importing nuclear centrifuges from the Niger to store nuclear weapons. And on that basis, they invaded Iraq, and they started the so-called war on terror, and with the result, in a recent report I read from the Middle East Monitor, they've killed over 4 million Muslims. And we all know, the world knows that it is a complete lie. Both of the bases on which they started this war was a lie. It was fear-mongering for some external agenda. In a very recent time, we have the incident of the killing of Sheikh Osama and how that happened. Now, we saw on television that at the time when this assassination took place, we saw President Obama in the White House, Hillary Clinton in the White House, actually is looking at a video, and we were told they were looking at things happening live. That video hasn't been produced to the world, and we have now a recent investigative journalism. There's a famous journalist called Seymour Hersh, who now places this entire narrative of what actually took place in dispute. So we have here a situation where this news is coming from a source which is evil, which has lied to the international community constantly because of some external agenda that they have. So it's important for us to verify this news. Now, the South African government, surely if there was such a credible threat, they're going to leave people walking around. They're going to make an effect urgent arrest. You have American citizens coming to this country all the time, touring here, and they're certainly not going to let people, you know, run around loose if there was any credibility to this threat. So in the absence of any evidence that the American government produces to us, you know, we cannot believe this, and we must conclude in the absence of them producing evidence that there is some other hidden agenda here.
What could be the possible hidden agenda? What could be the end game here? What are they trying to achieve?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they want to destabilize the situation here. But you know, one could think of two things. And I mean, this is just pure speculation. And I just want to make it clear: we can't say they're lying. We're saying, at the moment, produce your proof. And in the absence of the proof being produced, we're going to conclude, given the history of your consummate lying to the international community, that this is just another lie. But there's two things that come to mind currently. The one is, there was a recent report in the Sunday Times that the ANC has taken a policy decision to block citizens of South African citizens serving in the Israeli army. And this may be a repercussion to that, I don't know. The other thing is, it may be a prelude to, you know, the Guantanamo Bay petition, because we still haven't heard anything from the government, despite the petition being served for South Africa to resettle some prisoners here. And, you know, maybe this is a prelude to some sort of refusal. I don't know. It's pure speculation.
Do you get the impression, Fidoz, that these kind of reports and terror alerts, or whatever you want to call them, they no longer have that sting that they once used to? They no longer create that sensation and make headlines in the way that they used to?
I think that is so, and part of the reason is that everybody takes anything that comes from the United States with a pinch of salt now, because of the history of lies, you know. And I just want to say one thing. Look, this type of thing where they always constantly say their citizens are in danger, it's because of their foreign policy. They've embraced this doctrine called the world is a battlefield, and the war on terror is something that they can fight regardless of national boundaries, regardless of territorial sovereignty of nations. And that is why President Obama, every Tuesday, it's called Terror Tuesday, he gets lists from three different agencies in America, JSOC, the National Intelligence Agency, and the CIA, where they all have their own kill list. And he decides every Tuesday who's going to be the next drone, the person to be assassinated by a drone. So they've taken the war extraterritorially. They've taken the war and they made the world as a battlefield. Now, you know, they mustn't be surprised when people who they kill then seek to retaliate against their nationals, because it's their policy, their breaches of the rule of law that constantly places their own citizens in danger. So they must take responsibility for what is happening in the world primarily.
How we respond to these kind of terror alerts and to these kind of cautions that there could be a terrorist attack on South African soil? There are those from within the Muslim community who feel that we shouldn't instantly react because we play into the narrative that anything linked to terrorism is linked to Muslims, and sometimes we come across as too hasty, too defensive. We should be more sober and circumspect and show that we don't take these threats or these cautions as seriously anymore.
No, I think that is what the Quran commands us to do, you know, in the verse that I referred to. Is if a wicked person brings you news, before you accept it, you must verify it and you must investigate it. And that is the response that we should have to these things. We should say to them, well, we'll take this seriously if you place the evidence on the table. If you don't place the evidence on the table, there's no reason that we need to react to it.
Hmm. But should the Muslim community, as soon as something like this comes into the open space, should we react? Because it kind of creates an impression that why you're reacting, it's because you believe that this is inevitably linked to Muslims?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any duty on us to react at all to something like this. You know, he who makes an accusation must then prove it. And, you know, the problem is that whenever you react to something that America says, you allow them to set the agenda for the community. And they then make the news for the community. And then that diverts attention from all the evil things that they are doing in the world. So we have our work to do, and we must carry on doing the work. And if something like this has some credible information, and then the organizations and the community can respond to it. You know, I don't think that anybody, you know, would want to jeopardize the situation in South Africa. I mean, we had this type of fear-mongering happening when the United States team came to play the World Cup in South Africa, and there were all sorts of, you know, terror alerts at the time, and nothing actually happened. And if anybody wanted to do anything, then that would have been the ideal time to do it. You know, so there's no reason for anybody actually to do something here on South African soil. I don't know who would sanction that, you know, but there's no reason for us to react to this type of thing. And we must then ask the American government, if you're going to carry on this fear-mongering, then produce your proof. And if you don't produce your proof, we're just going to call you a liar again, as we've done and as you've shown yourself to be in the way you've dealt with the international community when it comes to your so-called security threats.
Finally, Feroz, you mentioned early on that you have received no response from the government with regards to the petition by Cage Africa for Guantanamo detainees to be resettled free of any charges in South Africa. What's the next step in your plan of action?
Well what has happened is we initially served the petition to Cabinet, to the Presidency, to Home Affairs, to Foreign Affairs. We've also copied the U.S. Embassy or the Consulate here in South Africa. We got an initial response from the President's office simply saying he's referred the matter to Foreign Affairs and to Home Affairs. And then we wrote back to say, well, please give us a name or a contact person. And we didn't then get a response. We didn't get any acknowledgement from any of the other agencies. We then emailed the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs with a further copy of the petition and asked for a response. And we haven't also gotten even an acknowledgement to say, well, we've received it and we're considering it. So at the moment, it's just a deafening silence. It may be that it's under consideration. But we are obviously certainly going to press for a response and do whatever we have to do to get an appropriate response from the government one way or the other.
All right. Feroz, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
It's now 4 minutes to eight. That was Advocate Feroz Boda from Cage Africa responding to, or rather talking to us about this whole terror alert saga, the terror alert issued by the United States Embassy in South Africa, saying their interest in the country, according to information that they deem to be credible, is under threat from a terrorist attack. Yeah.